Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, in the studio, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, my friend.
Mrs. Vincent.
Every time one of these mics, it's one of the first things I think.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep. All right, let's jump right into it. Easy peasy one. We don't got any foreplay on this one. We're getting right into the weeds. This happens all the time. I mean, I'm a little removed from hearing about the client issues at the gym, but recently we had a client that lost her job and she wanted to cancel her membership. And, you know, Zach's asking me what he should do. She's in an annual deal. It's like, what do we do? And got to talking through it, and we made an exception. I've made this exception many times to help somebody out, and it's kind of what I would call a hardship.
Sure.
Somebody loses their job. We've even had somebody have a $1 million loss on an investment before. They're suicidal, ready to cancel their membership, end it all. And I've had clients and everywhere in between. You know, not everything's peachy, rainbows and butterflies all the time in life. And so you're going to get hit with these type of situations from clients that they're dealing with a lawsuit, lost their family member, got to get back to, you know, whatever. Or they just can't afford your membership anymore. And you have a decision to make. If you can't afford what we charge, do I cancel your membership? Is there anything you can do? And the young me might say, it's like, this is our thing. Like, if you don't pay for it, I don't know what to do for you. You can't afford it, whatever.
Sure.
And this kind of came up with a client who'd been around in our ecosystem 8 years. She lost her job. And I told Zach, I said, listen, man, just cut her membership in half or even cut her down 67%. Let's just charge her a third. Like, it was $99 down to 33. Charge her $33 a week for 3 months, if that'll help her.
Sure.
We'd love to help her stay busy, because we also know, like, during these stressful times, working out is like the best medicine. Anyway, like, the last thing you want to do is stop activity, sure, stop fitness, go into a hole in your basement. Like, that's when all the depression hits and everything. So it's like, you got to keep working out. Yeah, we understand you're in a tough spot. We also, you know, don't feel real great about doing it for free. Like, let's take care of you. Let's knock off a big chunk for a short period of time, and then we'll get you back on your feet, and we'll reevaluate after 3 months.
There you go.
And she was ecstatic. We took care of her, and, you know, you're going to end up being the hero in a lot of these times, in a lot of these situations. Now, that gentleman that had the stock loss, the investment loss, we gave it to him for free. 6 months. This was a more serious case. It wasn't, sure, just a job loss. I'm looking for work. I don't have an income. This guy's thinking about jumping off that building he, sure, lives in. You know, yeah, it's a bad deal. Heard it in his voice. And, you know, he came and thanked me later. This wasn't even that long ago. It's like, you can thank me later. You saved my life. All these things. It makes you feel good. Because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to do, is save lives.
Sure.
Change lives, save lives. And so you're going to have to bend the rules sometimes. It comes down to my number one core value is do the right thing.
Yep.
Let's do the right thing. Like, is that the right thing? Is the right thing to do, say, hey, sorry, we can't help you unless you pay our full price? Is that the right thing? I mean, maybe to you. Maybe if you're a public company and you have stockholders.
Sure. Other people, yeah.
Other people's investments, maybe it is. But for you and your mom and pop gym, like, You have control over whether or not you're going to bend the rules a little bit for this client. And I would put some guardrails. If I'm going to do this, I'm going to put some guardrails around it. this isn't for the person who's lying to you.
Sure.
You have to be able to have the lie detector out. If somebody's lying to you to get out of a deal, maybe you push back a little bit, but if it's genuine, you have to take into consideration, how long has this client been with you? Is this a long-term type of thing, or is this just going to happen like, you know, short-term? I would say decide on what you're willing to do, but then put an end date on it. Never just say, hey, let's cut your membership in half for now, and yeah, then just hope for the best. Hey, we'll do it for 3 months. Then on this date, let's set a meeting, and we will reevaluate. If you've got a job again, we'll both agree and go right back to the normal rate. If we need to extend it a month, we will, but we can only probably do one more month. And just the rails are up. Now you have established. And I've done this in a lot of things, in a lot of businesses I've been in. And it, 9 times out of 10, it works out. You will get the person who takes advantage of it and then doesn't stay.
Sure.
It is what it is. Again, human nature. We were just talking about human nature on the last podcast episode. Same thing here. It's like, some people will take advantage of you and take that goodwill from you and just cancel their membership
plan. Yeah, yeah.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
But at the end of the day, like you said, you what you've done is you've also reserved the option for them, right? Because if you have that hard line in it and you just canceled it, you're probably not getting it back no matter what. You know what I mean?
Correct.
And so this is one of those things. And this is you as a business owner should really understand that. Everyone listening as a business owner, you guys should really understand this. You set up the systems, you set up the guardrails, you set up your contracts, you set up the processes the business runs on. When there is a unique situation that doesn't fit any of the script, you're the business owner that has the ability to make the decision one-off. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you change all of your agreements and it has to apply to everybody every single time. But at the end of the day, you have the choice to reserve the relationship, to save the relationship, to go outside of the norm and just make something happen mm-hmm. for the benefit of the client and the potential benefit of the business over the long haul. So many gym owners just, you know, I think that they either go right back to the contract and they're trying to either hard enforce it, or they don't have I think that even worse is that they don't have guardrails or they don't have systems and processes. And so every situation is almost like a one-off. And then that's where you really have a slippery slope, right? You can't do it with every client. You have to have some, like you said, like a lie detector. You have to be able to sit down. Like if somebody sits down with you and they're vulnerable and they're sharing that story and they're having that conversation, you probably, you feel their pain. Yep. It's not just, like you said, they're tossing it out there as an excuse because they don't want to continue the contract. In those situations, yeah, push back a little bit, right? Yep. But you as the owner, I mean, if you're in that position, or maybe it's your director having these conversations, if you give them the authority to make these types of decisions, they have to also be in, you know, to understand that the business and the best interest of the business is still part of that conversation.
Yeah.
It still has to be in consideration. You can't just, we're not a charity, you know, and if that were the case, I mean, believe me, clients try and do all sorts of things, you know, to get out of contracts. You do have to kind of, you know, weigh those conversations one by one.
It's that lie detector, that sniffer out, because people are people. If they're going to get a buck, they're going to try to save it. So listen, guys, I mean, here's the point of the episode is we're all systems all the time.
Yeah.
You know, this is the process. This is the process, but this will happen. If it hasn't already happened to you several times, you're going to have a situation like this. And like you mentioned before, you're the owner. You have the option. You could hard enforce it. I don't think that's always the best idea. Or break the rules a little bit. Bend the rules, go get into the gray area, see if you can help somebody, because at the end of the day, what are we really doing this for? To help people understand that they need fitness more now than they ever needed it, usually based on, you know, the conversation, and make it work. Make it work. But I guess the word to the wise is have an end date to this deal that you make. and reestablish if you need to, but like you can't just let it go on to, in forever in perpetuity, right?
Yep.
Have some end date to it. Get an agreement, maybe put it in also in an email, just kind of confirm it. Hey, just to confirm
with the dates and everything nice and clear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, some people might not want to put that in an email in case that email gets out to the other members. Like, okay, you're taking a risk. Put the reason in the email why you're doing it. And I guarantee that email won't get out.
It's not going out.
It's going out. Not going out. So that's it. Really quick one. Wanted to give you a little pro tip on that one because this does happen sometimes. And we haven't really talked about this one ever on 588 episodes. This is the first time we really brought this one up. So figured I'd throw that out there. We've done it here many times. I'm sure you have as well. But there's reasons why we do things. It's not just for everybody. And like I said, put the guardrails up and you'll probably, I'd say 9 times out of 10, come out on the win-win for everybody. So hopefully that helps you guys. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. I'll see you on the next one. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.